So the name of the album is Tween, which I'm guessing is appropriately named because...
this album is in between
two albums. And it shows the evolution from one album to the next?
Sort of. It's tracks recorded from 2011 until 2016. These aren't B-sides. These are outtakes. And so they are from the... like songs that were written around the time of Civilian and Shriek. So
but they haven't been released.
No, they have not.
What song are we listening to right now?
We're doing track two, If I Should See.
All right, it's a duo out of Baltimore, sort of an indie rock, folky, with a little bit of noise.
Yeah.
Would that be a fair way of describing Why Oak?
Yeah, they formed in 2006 in Baltimore, home of other favorites of mine, Future Islands, Beach House, Lower Dens, and Lungfish.
Okay.
And Jen Wozner and Alex Stack describe these songs as not emblematic of a step forward, but as a step sideways in time. This song reminds me of like Cocteau Twins or maybe some Echo and the Bunnymen with its soaring guitars and hints of 80s synth. The guitars kind of sound like waves washing up to a beach, especially when you hit about a minute and 38. And I love that during the chorus, the drums kind of sound like a slap across the face. When the song shifts to the chorus, it gives you a sense of urgency. And then when the second chorus kicks in, it adds this like great, almost whispering siren in the background.
So what's the song about?
The song, to me, would just be... like with the washing of the waves, there's a sense of calm, but then it goes right back to urgency. So it's... I mean, isn't that life?
Yeah. Yeah, it can turn on a dime. You're a fan of the band.
I am. I'm pretty sure all the records.
So how does this stack up with the other albums as far as what you like?
My favorite's always been The Knot, which was their second record, and I feel like this one is right behind or if not equal to The Knot. And I know this is just a bunch of, I don't want to say a bunch of outtakes, but this is songs that they couldn't fit or they didn't feel fit with the albums they were putting out. But honestly, I feel that makes this album stronger. Because there wasn't this conscious effort to have songs all kind of fit a mold.
Okay.
And I feel like it flows better as an album because the songs are kind of all over the place and it's different. It's not just kind of locked into a certain sound.
So it sort of highlights their different capabilities,
yes.
I guess.
Okay. And because it goes everywhere, when they played on Shriek, Jen had switched from guitar to keyboards, primarily as the main instrument, and so it's nice to hear this album has a lot of both those instruments melded together, and she's great at both.
Why Oak is the name of the band. It's W-Y-E and then Oak, which is a tree.
Mm-hmm. It was a believed 460-year-old tree, and it was the state tree of Maryland until the tree fell down in 2002 from a thunderstorm.
So it's a single tree. It's not like a birch or a poplar tree.
It is one single white oak tree.
Cool. Well, how about another song here? Let's take us through the album.
We're just going to keep moving through the record. This is the next track, track three. It's called No Dreaming. This one starts off sounding like their peers, Beach House, but then they definitely make this song their own. The chorus is once again dreamy and drenched in 80s synth. I love how this song seems to expand and contract with its own instruments. And right around 3:27, the song just explodes into this storm of beauty. Following that, we're going to keep moving right through the record. It's track four. It's called To Write. feel like I'm the only one that heard this, and after I say it, people agree, but I feel like it starts off like a Jar of Flies era Alice in Chains song with the riff. I know it sounds nuts, but if you listen to it, it kind of does.
Okay.
I'm sure that wasn't their idea, but it works great. I just love the layers of the drone in the background, and it kind of builds a tension with the within the song that might not have been there without it.
Let's go one more song from the album, Jared.
This is the last song, Watching and Waiting, which they have a video for out now. And Jen states that this is kind of her most image-conscious song that she's ever written. It's about her learning to understand and accept who she really is, and that she's learned to present herself more honestly with the world. And I really can't feel that there's a better way to end this album with this very nice, uplifting song.
Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal, Jared Elkhorn has just taken us through a brand new album by Y Oak. It's called Tween. Three words to describe the album.
Oh man, one word would be tween.
Okay.
Beauty and lush.
I think that's a good description. Thank you, Jared.
Yeah, thank you. In a place I've been before, seeing everything all over, as if I could really know.
Choice me, and I couldn't care less for me.